Researchers are developing a new tool that will help aged care workers to support the sexual decision-making of elderly people with dementia. It comes as the Federal Department of Health releases guidelines for consumers and aged care workers about supporting people from LGBT, Indigenous, and non-English-speaking and other diverse backgrounds. Bond University's Dr. Cindy Jones will lead the research to develop a support structure to help aged care workers better care for their clients. Dr. Jones says the sexual desires of people with dementia and older people in general are often dismissed, and this new tool will help aged care workers understand their needs.
The issue is twofold. One is due to, I guess, the age-old view of ageism, where we think that, you know, older people don't have sex, can't have sex, aren't interested in sex, or, you know, sex for older people is something that people feel really uncomfortable talking about. Then there is another concern, which is the stigma of dementia, where often the issue of cognitive impairment then raises question for care staff, you know, oh, do they know who they are having this relationship with? Do they consent? This two concerning issue often make health professional, I guess, uncertain or unaware what to do, and then neglect to take into consideration that even though they are old or they have dementia, they still have sexual needs, feelings and desire. They still crave for intimate relationship and want to express their sexuality. And unfortunately, that's often forgotten.
Dr. Jones says existing practices to the sexuality of people living with dementia need to be improved to be more effective.
There are some work that is being done in different aged care organisations, but they're very much in their infancy stages, very rudimentary sort of questions. So I'm hoping to build on this work and also to identify the gaps and the limitation and also seeing where the needs are to develop a tool that will assist frontline care staff in supporting older adults with dementia in terms of their expression of sexuality.
Prior to this work, Dr. Jones had conducted research that touched on the experiences of older LGBT people in aged care and their experiences. She says questions around sexual preference will be incorporated into her new project.
We'll be asking questions about their sexual preferences, their sexual orientation as well, should they wish to divulge that information during the process so that the staff can gain a better insight to their background in terms of their sexual orientation.
Dr. Jones' tool will be informed by new strategic imperatives from the Aged Care Diversity Framework. Yesterday, the Federal Department of Health launched new diversity action plans for LGBT, Indigenous, and culturally and linguistically diverse people in aged care. People living with dementia make up 52% of those in permanent residential aged care. Policy and Strategy Advisor for Dementia Australia, Christina Giusti, says new action plans will help aged care workers identify the right tools they need to support people living with dementia.
What's mentioned through the action plans is how important it is when we are assessing dementia to use culturally appropriate tools and being aware that people living with dementia need a different level of support and they need to be attended to by people who have empathy, who are trained and who are aware of the daily challenges that face people living with dementia. And of course, for people whose first language is not English or people where they've had trauma in their life, the experience of dementia is different to other people. So there are strategies throughout all the action plans that address these issues.
Ms. Giusti says the new action plans will give effect to new aged care consumer standards that come into effect from July this year.
All providers will need to meet the requirements under the 8 standards of consumer dignity and choice, and that's the underpinning standard of all the standards, which says the consumer outcome is I am treated with respect and can maintain my identity. I can make informed choices about my care and services and live the life I choose. So we see that these plans will be an indispensable tool for providers going forward.
Policy and Strategy Advisor for Dementia Australia, Christina Giusti, ending that story.